Parshas Vayechi. The first pasuk, Vayechi Yaakov b'Eretz Mitzrayim. And Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim 17 shana, 17 years. Vayechi yimei Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shonim v'yaboyim umash shana. And Yaakov's lifetime was 147 years. Now the Rabbeinu Bechaye asked the question, like, what does the pasuk have to say that Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim 17 years? Like, we know before Yaakov told Paro when he first came into Mitzrayim that he was 130 years old. And now when it says that he lived 147 years, so Mamela, we understand that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. So why does the pasuk have to speak it out clearly that Shavai Esrei Shana he lived in Eretz Mitzrayim? And he answers this, the Rabbeinu Bechaye, that it comes to teach us Mida Keneged Mida. That we know before the pasuk says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef ben 17 shana, that Yosef was 17 years old when he left Yaakov. So it comes out that Yaakov fed Yosef for 17 years. So now Mida Keneged Mida, now Yosef was Zeicham to feed back his father for 17 years. So this is a limud of Mida Keneged Mida. What we do to others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does back to us. Now, Rashi says here on Vayechi Yaakov, Rashi says, Loma Parsha Zustuma, how come this Parsha is like closed in the Torah? It doesn't have a big separation between the Parsha of Vayigash to the Parsha of Vayechi. So Rashi says, Lefi Shechiva and Shenifta Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, when Yaakov Avinu died, is Nistumu Eneyem Velibom Shel Yisrael Mitzora Sashibud. The hearts and the eyes of Klai Yisrael was like closed a little bit from the tzaras, from the hardship of the work that the Mitzrayim put upon Klai Yisrael. Rashi says, Sheshchilu l'shabdom, because they started to mishabah to make them work hard. Therefore, they, like a little bit was nistamu enayim, they closed their eyes away from Hashem. Davrach, or another pshat, Rashi says, Shebikesh l'galas esakeit l'bonov, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children when the end will be, when Mashiach will come, v'nistam imenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him, but even though he knew, but he wasn't able to tell it to his children. That's why it's a parsha stuma, that it was hidden, was taken away from Yaakov. Now exactly how did Yaakov know when the kate, when the Zman Mashiach will come? The Mefarshim say that was in the chalom he had before, that when he saw the Sulam going up to Shemayim, it was a remnant to all the goliaths Klai Yisrael have to go through, and at the end was the Kate when the Seif will be. Now the reason why Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the end would come is because if you do it, if you know there'll be an end to the problem is not that bad. Like now that we're in Soros, we're in Golis, it's terrible. But if Klai Yisrael will know exactly when the end will come, so we have something to look forward to, we know exactly when it will be, will make it easier for us to go through the hardship. That's why Yaakov wanted to tell Klai Yisrael. Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it from him, because Adirabba, Hashem, when he puts it into a Golis, it's for our purpose, it's for our own good, to have the hardship of Golis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have the hardship here. Therefore, he does not want us to know when the Kates will be, but rather, the Ninyin of HaChakaloi B'chol Yom Tomid, we have to be talking to Hashem that the mitzvah Hashem, the kates will come. Now, in the first pshat of Rashi, that it says that when Yaakov Avinu was mace, it started the shibud that was nistamu enayim v'libam shel Yisrael. So Mefarshim asks that the Medrash says that Kol Zaman, one of the shvatim, was alive, which goes on Levi, he was the last one to die, that the Mitzrayim did not make the Jews work hard yet. The Shibbet first started after the last Shevet, Yehuda, after Levi died. So how come here Rashi brings down that as soon as Yaakov Avinu was Niftar, right away it started the Shibbet? So the Sfasemus wants to say that true, the Shibbet Haguf to actual work, the Mitzrayim didn't make them work until after Levi was Niftar. However, the Shibbet of the Ruchnis, the Klai Yisrael started to lose a little bit the Ruchnis, a little bit go away from Hashem, they weren't so close to Hashem, that started right away as soon as Yaakov was Nifter. Now really, the Mefarshim asked Akash and Rashi, like, why is this Parshas Vayechi, Parshas Tumah, because it says when Yaakov was Nifter, Klai Yisrael started to become Sosom to Hashem. So if so, at the end of Pashas Vayichi to Pashas Shmois, at the end of Vayichi, that's when Yaakov first died. So in between Vayichi and Shmois, there should have been a Stuma. How come the Stuma is here at the beginning of the Pasha between Vayigash and Vayichi, that the beginning of Vayichi, just the opposite, starts off with Vayichi Yaakov? Yaakov is still alive. So how come now with the Pasha Stuma, if it wants to tell us what happened after Yaakov was Meis? And the Pshat could be like this. Like we know the Pasuk said before in Vayigash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, I myself, Hashem, will go down with you into Mitzrayim, the Anochi Alcha Gamolo, and I will also bring you up. In other words, Hashem gave Avtocha to Yaakov Avinu that the Shechina will be with Klai Yisrael even in Mitzrayim. That's the only reason why Yaakov agreed to go down to Mitzrayim. And the Pshat is that we're saying even though there was Tzoros, there was Shibud, even the Ruchnis went away from Klai Yisrael, it was a Hester, there was a Stuma, it was Tzoros, but our Koponim hidden in Klai Yisrael is the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu, that the Shechina is still with them, and with this Koyach they went through the whole Shibud. Like the Pasuk says, Vayichi Yaakov, that Yaakov lived Beretz Mitzrayim. And the Farshim say the Pshat is that Yaakov gave the Chiyus, gave the life to Klai Yisrael to be able to live in Eretz Mitzrayim. There's another Pshat where the Pasuk repeats itself and says that Yaakov now lived for 17 years in Eretz Mitzrayim. That the teachers, that these 17 years that he lived there, he gave the power into Klai Yisrael to be able to exist and stand through this godless of Mitzrayim. So that's why it's good now at the beginning of this Pasha Vayichi, it's a Pasha Stuma to teach us that even though the Shas, the Golis of Mitzrayim, the Shibud, the Tzoros, is going to make a Stuma, it's going to make Nistamu, Enayim, Belibam, Shal Yisroel, that Klai Yisrael is not going to see the Shechina so openly, we're not going to be so close to Hashem, but still we have to know that the power of the Koyach of Yaakov is inside us, that even Mitoch Hester, Mitoch Choshech, still we could have the Shechina, we could have some Ruchnias with us. And that's with the two midas of Yaakov, the midah of Emes and the midah of Torah, that with the midah of Emes and Torah we could pull through no matter how bad the Tzoros and the Shibud are. And then in Pasuk Chof Tes it says that Vayikru v'yimei Yisrael lomus, Vayikru levnei lo Yosef, that Yisrael was coming close to his death, and he called Yosef, Vayom lom normat zosachem b'necho simlo yod chotachas yirechi, V'yosi simodi chesed v'emes, anosik b'reinu v'mitroyim. That Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim, and therefore we told Yosef, do me chesed v'emes, and don't bury me in Mitzrayim, but rather in Eretz Yisrael. But the next pasuk says, V'shachavtim avoysen eshosanim in Mitzrayim, u'kvatanim k'verosom, V'yomer anoichi yesek k'verechom. And then it says, V'yomer hishavali, that Yaakov Avinu asked Yosef to swear to him, V'yishavala, and he swore to him, V'yishtachvu Yisrael arosh amito. So first of all, we know the famous Rashi here, that chesed v'emes, Rashi says, that chesed shoysim v'mameisim, hu chesed shalemes. That the kindness that you do to a mace, to a dead person, that's a chesed shalemes of truth, because you're not hoping that it'll do something back to you, because you know we can't. Mashenka, when you do chesed to a live person, there's always the doubt if you're doing it truthfully, because maybe you're only doing it amanas, he should do something back to you. And the Mashgiach Rabbi Ruchim says that the chesed shalemes doesn't only mean with mason. It's a limit we have to learn out from here, that every chesed we do with even a live person also should be a chesed shalemes. When we do kindness to somebody else, it should be because there's an inyan to be kind to do chesed, not in order to feel he will do something back for you. Now, the beginning of the pasuk when it says Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lomus, that it became close to time that Yaakov was going to die, so the Rabban says it doesn't say here that he got sick. He really wasn't sick yet, just that Yaakov Avinu felt himself that his koichich, his strength was leaving him, and he felt that it was coming close to his misa. So it says that he called his son Yosef, and he made his son Yosef swear. So Ramban says that he made him swear wasn't the pshat that he didn't trust Yosef. Of course, he would have trusted Yosef, just if Yosef would have said he would do it, to mekayim the mitzvahs kibud avim. But Yaakov was afraid that maybe later Paro would not let Yosef take him out of Mitzrayim, so it would be hard for Yosef. But now that Yosef told Paro that he swore to his father not to break the swear, the shvuah, then maybe Paro would let him go out. And kachevi, it was because of the shvuah, the pasuk says later on, that Paro let him go out. And some of Farshim want to say that pshat really is, because really Yosef swore to Paro also that he won't tell anybody that he knows more languages than Paro. Like it was a bizoyan, Paro was the king, and he did not know Lashon HaKodesh. Yosef knew Lashon HaKodesh. So Yosef swore to Paro he would not tell this to anybody. So now, when it comes the time to take Yaakov out of Mitzrayim to bury him, if Paro would give Yosef trouble and say, no, I'm not going to let you take you out, so Yosef is going to say, but I swore to my father I have to. So if Paro would answer and say, I don't care about the swearing, so Yosef has to tie it back to Paro, I don't care about the swearing I swore to you either. I'm going to tell people that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So because of the Shavuah, that's what made Paro give permission to Yosef to take Yaakov out of Mitzrayim. Now later in Pashas Memches it says that V'hi achri advor meila v'yemel Yosef hinei avicha chayla. Now they told Yosef that your father is sick. Like we said before, v'yikrivu does not mean Yosef, Yaakov was sick. Just meant that Yaakov felt he was losing his power, his koyach. Now the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was chayla, became sick. So it says v'yikach eshnei vonavimo yesmenasha v'yesachroyim. V'yagid li Yaakov yoyemine b'incha Yosef v'olecha v'yeschazik Yisrael v'yeshev al hamita. That Yisrael became strong and he sat al hamita. Now the Or HaChaim in the beginning of the post, in the beginning of the Pasha explains, like how come sometimes the Psukim here call Yaakov Yaakov and sometimes it calls him Yisrael. He says like this, when Yaakov was in tsar, was in pain, he's only called Yaakov. But when Yaakov was b'simcha, when he's the matzah of simcha of happiness, then he had a special neshama, the neshama el yoyna called Yisrael, that like was able to tuwaif for the whole klal Yisrael. And the B'chayim Shalomet HaSav wants to say it's merum is this pshat in this posik. That it starts off to say, Vayaged li Yaakov. They told to Yaakov that Hine bincha Yosef bo'lecha. So first he's called Yaakov because he was bitzar, he was in pain, he was sick. But now when Yosef came to see him, the posik says, Vayeschazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. Now when Yaakov saw his son Yosef, he was meschazek himself, he became strong again, and he had Simcha, and now that he had Simcha, now he was called Yisrael. Like we always say, Ein Ashchina Shruya, Ela B'Tayv Simcha. We say, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, we're supposed to do the mitzvahs, the Torah B'Simcha. Especially when we learn Torah, P'chudi Hashem Yishor M'Sam Chalev, supposed to learn B'Simcha. So that was this extra Mila Yaakov had when he was B'Simcha, he had this Mila of the Neshama Yisera called Yisrael. From the Vilna Goin, they say over that the Pasuk says, again, Vayaged li Yaakov, Vayom hine bincha Yosef bo'lecha, that they told Yaakov that your son Yosef came to be mevaka chayliyu. So then it says, Vayeschazik Yisrael, that Yisrael became strong, Vayeshev al hamita. So how come now he became strong? It says, because really the Gemara in the Durham says, that ha-mevaka es-achayla, noitel echad mishishim echolyev. If somebody goes to visit a sick person, you take away 1/60th of his sickness. And the Gemara says that Dafka ben Giloy, someone is born in the same gil, the same mazel as him. And the Shidua that Yosef was born in the same gil as Yaakov. So therefore, now that Yosef came to be Mevaka Chola, he came to see his father, the Pasuk says, V'yeschazik Yisrael, now Yisrael became stronger, because 1/60th of his sickness left him. Then in Pasuk Hey it says, V'yato, that Yaakov is telling Yosef that now your two children that was born to you in Eretz Mitzrayim, Ad Boyi Alecha Mitzrayim, before I came to see you in Mitzrayim, Lihem, they're also to me. That means Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven v'Shimon Yuli. That Ephraim and Menashe, the two children of Yosef, they should be to me, to Yaakov, like Reuven and Shimon. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Liheim, they should be to me? V'cheshboin shar bonaiheim, li tochelek boretz ish kenegdoi. That they have a locha like Shvotim, that each one of them takes a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's like from Yosef it came out to be like two shvatim. Menashe and Ephraim has a locha like two shvatim. And the pshat is because we know that really the Bechorah was supposed to be to Reuven, but because the pasuk says later we'll see Pachas Kemayim, that the Bechorah was taken away from Reuven and when it was given over to Yosef. So Yosef now had the locha of the Bechorah, he got two portions. Therefore his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, they had a right to take two portions in Eretz Yisrael. Now the question Mepharshim asks, like, why does the pasuk, why did Yaakov have to say, your two children that were born to you before I came down to Mitzrayim, they should be like Reuben and Shimon. What does it have to say, the fact that they were born before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim? The pasuk just should have said that Yaakov told Yosef that your two children, Menashe and Ephraim, are to me like Reuben and Shimon. What's the difference, the fact they were born before I came down to Mitzrayim? And the Avner Nezer wants to answer like this. Like the pasuk says later, we'll see that Reuven did an Avera, therefore Hashem took away the Bechorah from Reuven. But the question is, how come Yosef was zeichet to get the Bechorah? What was Yosef Maila to receive the Bechorah? And he explains that the union of a Bechorah, the pasuk calls it a Reishis. Reishis, the beginning, is the Pshat. You don't have to come on to somebody else to help you. You're Me'atzmoi. From by yourself, you're a tzaddik. Like a Bechorah, the Pshat is you're the first one born. When you're there, there's nobody else there yet. That's the Pshat from the Bechorah. Now, Reuven was the first one born. He was supposed to have the Smila, but since he did the Avera, the Chet, he lost his Smila. Now, this is good. How come I, Reuven, did Tshuva? Like we spoke out before, Chazal say Reuven was the first one to do Tshuva. So since he asked for forgiveness and he did Tshuva, how come Hashem wasn't Mechalim to give him the Bechorah? And the answer to the Pshat is, it says really that Mi Gorim LeRuven Shehoida, it was Yehuda. Who was the one that helped Reuven do Tshuva? It was because of Yehuda. When he saw Yehuda do Tshuva, he did Tshuva. So Reuven needed somebody else to help him along. That's not the Maila of a Bechorah. A Bechorah has to have the Maila of a Reishis to be able to do one himself without others' help. So therefore it's very good why Yosef was Zeche to get the Bechorah. Because Yosef, all these years he was in Mitzrayim, he did not have his brothers to help him out. He was from alone, by himself, he built himself up to become a tzaddik. That's the mile of a Bechorah, that by Reishis, by yourself, you have this koyach, the power to remain a tzaddik. So it's very good now, the Pasuk also. When the Pasuk now was saying that Yaakov is telling Yosef, like, you're becoming the Bechorah now, and your two children are going to take over the power of a Bechorah to get Pishnayim, two chalakim, you know why you're zeichet to have the Bechorah? Because your two children you have also remained tzaddikim before I came down to Mitzrayim. Adaboyi alecha Mitzrayim, as if to say, they also have this midah, that by themselves, without any other help, they remain to be tzaddikim. That's the mile of a Bechor of Reishis, that Reishis means the beginning, by yourself, you have the power to keep yourself going. Therefore it's very good why the Pasuk says now, you had the mile of Adaboyi alecha Mitzrayim, that you had your two children, you remained tzaddikim even before I came down to help you in Mitzrayim. Then in Pasuk Zayin it says that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef that Vani Bevoyi Mipadon, when I was coming back from Padon, is Meisolai Rochel Beret Kenan Beret Boid Kivras Eretz Lobo Yefroso, that's when your mother Rochel died on the road, V'yek Bereh Hosham, and I buried her there, Bederach Yefroso, he based Lochem. So Rashi explains, what is Yaakov telling Yosef now, that Yosef should not feel, how come you're telling me to bury you in Eretz Yisrael, and you did not bury my mother, Rochel, in Eretz Yisrael? You buried her in Beis Lochem on the road. So Yaakov's telling Yosef, I didn't do it because it was too hard, because it was raining, because it was bad weather, but rather everything was fine. I could have done it. But the reason why I didn't do it, because that was a tzivah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me not to bury in Eretz Yisrael, but rather to bury her there in Beis Lochem. Like Rashi says, Avodah Lecho Loch, you should know, Sha'api Adibu Kavarti Hashem. It was Al-Pi Adibu, Hashem told me to bury Rochel there in Beis Lochem. She'tehli Ezra Levoneo Kishayagla Oysom Nebuchadardon. For you Yoivrim Derech Shom, is Yoitzes Rochel Akivro Boicho. Lovakesh Salaim Rachim Shinemar, Pir Baroma Nishma, that Rachel will daven for Klal Yisrael. So that's why Hashem told them to bury him there. So there are a few questions here. First of all, like, why did Yaakov have to explain himself and say, like Rashi says, that it wasn't because it was raining, it wasn't because it was too far, it wasn't any hardship, it was rather only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. Like, Yaakov should have went straight to the point and said, the reason why I buried Rachel there was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to. And secondly, the question is, like, for what purpose is Yaakov telling Yosef now about his mother Rachel? Like, Yosef already swore to Yaakov that he's going to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Like, if Yaakov wanted to straighten it out, he should have said this before, when he was making Yosef swear to him that he will bury him in Eretz Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim. Before the Pasha said, Yosef already swore to Yaakov. So why now later does Yaakov have to explain himself to Yosef? So on the first question, Reb Chaim Shlevitzal answers that it wouldn't have been enough for Yaakov to tell Yosef that I did it with Nachma Tzivu Hashem, that the reason why I buried Rachel there was because Hashem told me. Because if there would have been questions in Yosef's mind, like, still you should have done it, I think maybe he didn't do it because it was too cold outside, it was rainy outside, it was bad weather. When you have questions on something, even if you say Hashem told you to do it, it doesn't go in straight. Like, in order to get something straight, first you have to take away all the questions a person has. First you have to answer and say, it wasn't because of that, it wasn't because of that, it wasn't because of that. Now you can go to the point and say, it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. And to answer the second question, for what purpose did Yaakov have to do it now? Yosef already swore. So the server Moshe Feinstein Schlitter wants to say like this, that if it's true that Yosef did not really have a chshad about his father Yaakov, if Yosef had trust in his father Yaakov, that he had a reason why he buried his mother outside in Beis Lochem. But I'll call upon him, even so, people are not choshed you, there's an Indian to make yourself clear to the Briyas. If you do have a reason why you did something, you should not keep it back and just think, no, people aren't choshed me, people understand why I did it. No, there's an Indian to be ma'amas yourself, to make yourself clear to everybody, that everybody should understand clearly why you did something. And if there's a good reason why you did it, you should tell the people why you did it. So that's why at the beginning, when Yaakov was making Yosef swear, he didn't have to tell Yosef why he buried his mother there. Because for sure, Yosef would listen to his father, Yaakov. Just later on, Yaakov wanted to make it clear to his son Yosef to know exactly the reason why he buried Rachel outside in Beis Lochem. Then in Pasuk Yudalad, we know the famous Pasuk that Vayishlach Yisrael es Yiminoi, that Yisrael, when he came to give a bracha to the two children of Yosef, he put his right hand, Vayoshes, al Rosh Ephraim, Vu Atzoyer. He was the younger one. Vayesemoyle, his left hand, al Rosh Menashe, that Sikel es Yodov ki Menashe abchor. He changed his round his hands because really Menashe was the Bechor. Menashe deserved to have the right hand on him. But rather, Yaakov changed around his hands to put his right hand on Ephraim. And the Pasuk says, why? Vuhu Atzoyer. He was the younger one. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim says what the Pasuk means to say is, Hatzoyer, the younger one, means he humbled himself. He acted with the mid of Anova. It was because of the Anova, the humbleness that he had, that's why he was zeicha to have the bigger bracha, that Yaakov put his right hand, Arosh Ephraim. And then Pasuk Tezvov says that Vayivorech es Yosef Ayomer, that Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef, and he said that Holakim Asher Esachu Avoysa Lefono Avrom Yitzchak Holakim Aroyosim Miyodi Yad Hayom Hazeh, that Hashem that my fathers went did avoid to, and that Hashem that protected me is Hamalach Hagoyloisim Mikoro Yivorech Esan Orim V'Yikorei V'Hem Shmi V'Shem Avoysa Avrom V'Yitzchak V'Yidgul Aroy V'Kerev Horetz, that the special Malach that redeemed me from all evils, he should bless the Norim, the young ones, my children, Ephraim and Menashe, Yichorob Hem Shemi, and let my name be called on them, and the names of my father, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yidgul Aroiv, and that she increase like fish, the Karevorot, in the middle of the earth. And Rashi says what it means, like fish, Rashi says, Kidogim halalu sheporim v'rovim v'yeinayin hora sheletes bim. Just like fish multiply a lot, and also they don't have an ayin hora, since you can't see them, there's no ayin hora shelet on them. And the famous kasha that he asks here is that the first pasuk tezvov starts off that vayivoreches Yosef vayomer, that Yaakov came now to give a bracha, a blessing to Yosef. And what does the pasuk end off? That it says that Amalek Hagolos Mikoro Yivoreches Anei Orim. And Rashi says that Orim means Menashe Ephraim, that the Malach should that protected me should bless the Orim Menashe and Ephraim. So where was the bracha to Yosef? There was no bracha to Yosef. The bracha was to the Naorim, to the children. And the Shloh answers like this. The Shloh says that really the biggest bracha a father can have is that his own children should go in the right derech, that his own children should be toivim and mukshorim and be tzadikim. So therefore the bracha was to Yosef. And what was the bracha was that Yivorech es anorim v'yikorabem shmi v'shem avos avrom yitzvok, that the children should also have the name of Hashem on them v'shem avosai, in other words, they should also be tzadikim. If you're tzadikim amuchshorim are good, that's the biggest bracha you can give the parents. And it ends off a yid guleroi b'kevoretz, that's also a big bracha to the parents, that the mishpacha should grow, there should be a big mishpacha, that's also a tremendous bracha to Yosef. Now, really what the Pasuk is saying, V'yikoro v'hem, Shemi v'shem avoyse Avram v'yitzchok, that like Yaakov is giving a bracha now to the Norim, to Menashe, and to Ephraim, and saying, V'yikoro v'hem Shemi, they should be called after my name. And also v'shem avoyse, the name of my father is Avram v'yitzchok. So the question is, what's the chiddush here? They should be called after my name. Like we're in my name, we just said it means a bracha, they should be tzadikim. But where do we see in this name that Yaakov is saying that the children should be called after me, does it be called tzaddikim? If it just means for yichus, pshita they have the yichus after their fathers. So what's the chiddush of yikora b'em shmi? So in the Sefer Deras Eliyahu from the Ben Yishchai wants to say like this, that the Medrash says that when Klai Yisrael is oisim, ritzonei shemokam nikroim b'shem Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael are tzaddikim and doing the rotzon of Hashem, they're called Yisrael. Shushem Chashivos Yisrael. Ukishen Oisim Hashem Hashemakam. When Klai Yisrael is not doing the Rotzah, not doing the will of Hashem, Nikroim B'Shem Yaakov. They're only called Yaakov. Now the Medrash also says, and Pashas told us, that Avraham Nikro Yisrael, and Yitzchok is Nikro Yisrael, and Yaakov is Nikro Yisrael. And the more the Medrash here brings down Psukim for all these things. So the Pshat is that these Tzadikim, the Ovos, they were doing Oisim Ritzoin Hashemakam. He had this special milah of Yisrael. So that's what Yaakov is giving the bracha now to these children. That's v'korabem shmi, they should have my name of Yisrael. The shem avoyse, and the names of my fathers, Avram Yitzchok, that also had the name of Yisrael. That means because they are oisim ritzoin neshemokim. So that's this bracha, that in Orim should also be tzadikim, oisim ritzoin neshemokim, and that's the pshat, like we said before, that's the biggest bracha you could give Yosef. Then in Pasuk of Aleph it says that Vayome Yisrael or Yosef Hini Enoch Himeis, that Yisrael told Yosef that he's going to die, Vayol Akimi Mochem Vaheshev Eschem Al Eretz Abaseichem, that again you should take me to Eretz Yisrael. Vanino Sati Lecho Shchem Achad Alechecho, I'm giving you an extra city, more than your brothers Shchem, Hashelokachtem Yad Hamori, that I took away from the Amori, Becharvi Yuvakashti, with my sword and with my bow. And Rashi brings down the reason, why did he give him an extra land? So Rashi says, Lefi sha'ata terach lesasek b'kforosi, because you are working to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, v'gamelin asat l'chonachla shetikovivu, I'll give you also in a land that you will be able to be buried in. V'yeizuzu zushchem, sh'nemi v'yesatzmos yesu v'sherhelu v'mitrayim, korvu b'shchem. Again, this midi k'neged midi. You're being Isaac and Mike for our maker that you'll also have a place that you will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the end of the pasuk says, Becharbi of the Kashti, that I wanted, I took it away from the Amori with my sword and with my bow. So Rashi brings down, Hi chochmosa yis filosai. Means with his chochma, with the Torah, who's philosopher with his tefillah, with his davening to Hashem. And really in the Unklus, he says it means betzloisi uvavausi. Again, betzloisi means with my davening, uvavausi is also loshen, I'm praying to Hashem. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, when they won the Mechome, it wasn't because of the actual fighting, but the real fighting was the tefillah, the davening to Hashem. We always say, b'shas is a Mechome by Klal Yisrael, the Yikr is to l'shabed libom l'avim shebashamayim, to daven to Hashem, that's the real fighting. Now, the Meshech Chochma, he explains the two l'shaynas of the Targum Uklis, the tzloisi of Usi. He says, tzloisi, that's to say there are tefillah kfua. That's like the regular Shemon Esrei that we daven, that's the regular tefillah. Uvusi, that's bakosher she'omru imrot sodom l'chadesh b'tfilosei. That's something extra that you want to daven to Hashem. That's called uvusi. And he says, very good, that's why it's called becharbi uvakashti. The first one is called becharbi with my sword. That's called the regular tzloisi, that's the regular Shemon Esrei. In other words, when you daven the regular tefillah, you don't have to have that much kavana as long as you have the pirush hamilos and you say the Shemon Esrei, there's a special schus that Hashem is mekabel this tefillah that was made by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and the tefillah helps. Just like a sword. A sword by itself could kill. The sharpness of the sword is there without you doing anything to it. All right, a turnover. Mashen kein by a bow by itself does nothing. A bow is the pshat, you have to pull it towards you. And the more you pull the bow towards you, the more it shoots away the arrow. So the pshat is of a vusi means this is the special, the eret filo, the eret rotzen that you want to daven to Hashem. Which that has to come really from deep down in your heart. And like they say from the Kotzker Rebbe, that the more you have kavana, the more you push the kavana into your heart, the more it's going to shoot up into Shemayim, just like a bow. The more strongly you pull it towards yourself, the farther it will shoot away. But I call upon him what the Pasuk, what the Unklus is telling us here, that even though Yaakov went to have Mechama, or Shechem, some say it means the brothers, Levi and Shimon, but the real Mechama wasn't just the fighting, but it was the tefillah, the davening to Hashem. Like everything is min Ashrayim, and the more we daven to Hashem, the more Hashem helps us. Then Perek Memtes, Vayikra Yaakov Abono, Vayomer Heyosvo, Vagidu Lachem Eis Asha Yikra Eschem Biachras Hayomim. The Yaakov called to his children and gathered them together to tell them what's going to happen at the end. And Achras Hayomim here means Uchur Yomais HaMashiach, what's going to be at the end of all the Golas. Even though now it was even before the Golas Mitzrayim, so why didn't he first talk about the Golas Mitzrayim? The Pshat, of course, already spoke about the Pesukim before, we said. And Hashem told Yaakov, he's going to go down, he's going to take you out. So he spoke about already the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov is going to tell his sons what's going to happen by Achras Hayomim. And it says, Hikovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, come together and listen to children of Yaakov. V'shimu el Yisrael avichem, listen to Yisrael your father. So here in the same pasuk it puts both names, b'nei Yaakov and Yisrael avichem. And the pshat is that Hikovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, that's the Metzias. They're born, b'nei Yaakov, Yaakov was born with the name Yaakov, these are the children of Yaakov, that's the Metzias. That's what they are, they're called the sons of Yaakov. Now after they come together, they gather together, now they have a ruchnis, a achtus of them putting together, now the Shimol Yisrael Avichem. Now that they're all coming together, now they could listen to the extra milah that Yisrael received. That's what this inyan of achtus and everybody coming together. Some of us must begin, that's Pshah in the first pasuk also, that Vayomer Yosef Vagiduachem. The way to be Zoychot Achres Hayomim to keep ourselves together is Heyosu Vagiduachem. There should be a Tzibur, Klal Yisrael working together, Achtus and Klal Yisrael. That's the way to bring us to the Mashiach. Now we know the famous Rashi that brings down the first Pasuk that Bikesh Lagalis Asakates. Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the Mashiach will be here, will come. V'nistalkum imenu Shechina. The Shechina went away from him. V'yiskuloyim advorim acherim. He started to say other things. Now the Medrash plea, it says like this, that Bikesh Yaakov Lagalas Asakates, Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the Mashiach will come. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yiyomarai Shmecha, Kiyim Yisrael, your name is not called Yaakov anymore, but rather your name is called Yisrael. So the question is, how does this answer, like the fact your name is Yisrael, how does that stop Yaakov from telling them the case? And the Pshat of Shnei Amoris want to say is like this, that the Pshat is, there's a Zman, a Beito, when Mashiach is supposed to come. But there's also a special thing of Achishnoi, that means if Klai Yisrael is Zeichus, Klai Yisrael has Chusim, because of their own merits, it could be the Mashiach will come before its time. And that's the Pshat that Om LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Yoyimar Oy Shmecha El Kim Yisrael. Your name is not only Yaakov, but your name is Yisrael means, that we said before, that if Klai Yisrael is Oysim Mitzrayna Shemokam, they're called Yisrael. That means that even though you know the time at the end, the last time when Mashiach could come, but that's not the time to give out, because it's possible that Klai Yisrael will be Oysim Mitzrayna Shemokam, and then the Mashiach could come earlier. That's what the Medrash means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, your name is Yisrael, means that Klai Yisrael could have Schusim, and if they have special merits, the Mashiach will come earlier. Therefore, in that time is not known, or like that time is not allowed to be known, because every day is a Chakaloi, maybe today he would come. So to say that we have to be an Eser Ritzana Shemokim. That's what the Medrash means. That's why Hashem told Yaakov not to be Megala, the Kates. Now, when Yaakov was about to give the brachas to his sons, so first it says, like the Pasuk says, Hei Osvu V'agidu Lachem Es Asher Yikra Eskam Yaakov Tayomim. First he gathered them all together and spoke to them together, and then it's brought down that he spoke to each one separately and told them what's going to happen to him. Some of them were brachas, some of them were sechochom. Even the Rashi at the end of the parashah says that the brach he gave to every one of them really went on all of them. But I call upon him now, he spoke to each one separately to tell each one separately what's going to happen to him. Now the first thing says, Hey Osfu, they gathered together, and really the Yalkut Shmoni says, Hey Osfu means, Hitaru, you should be mitar yourself, keep yourself clean. So the question is, what does it have to say, Hey Osfu, Hitaru, keep yourself clean? So say over from Chaim Brisk, used to say like this, that even though you have tzaddikim, but most of the times when you have an asifa, when you get together, a lot of people together, the Yitzhara comes there, makes a machlekes, and makes arguments, and usually from the asifa comes out nothing. So here Yaakov is telling his sons, the first thing is, Hey Osfu, come together, but I want this asifa to be Hitoru. I want from this asifa to come out of Tyra, purify yourself, and not, don't let the Yitzhara come in and make a machlekes, just make fights here. And then Yaakov went to talk to each one separately, and he started off with Reuven, saying that Reuven b'churi yato koichi b'reshis oini yeser seis v'yeseros. That really, Reuven, you are my b'chor, you have special koiches, you are supposed to be somebody special. Like it's brought down, really, the kuhuna, the b'chora, and the malchus was supposed to go to Reuven. But because the pasuk says, pachas kamaya maltoisar, that since he was too fast, he didn't think into things, he wasn't enough of a savlon, he did things too fast, al-toysar, he lost what he deserved. And then the pasuk says, ki olisa mishkevei avicha. Then it says, the chet yaveru that Reuven did, was that he took out his father's bed, os chilalti yitzuri yola. That was the avera that Reuven did, if it was called an avera, machloikis, if it wasn't called an avera, was that he took his bed out from Bila. Now we know the Bechira was taken away from Reuven and given to Yosef. Huadin Malchus was taken away from Reuven and given to Yehuda. However, the third thing that he had, the Kuna, that was taken away and given to Levi. Even though in these brachas of Yaakov it doesn't mention the Indian that Levi took over Kuna, right now it talks about that Shimon and Levi did not have a good, talks about Klei Chometz Mechor Esayim, we'll soon talk about. So I call upon him later, after by the Maiso Egel, that Shevet Levi was Mekadosh Hashem, because of that in the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, there it says that Levi's Ish Chasidecha, they was there to take over the Indian of Kahuna. Now the question they ask is, like we know it's brought down that Yaakov now are giving brachas to his children, like where is the bracha to Reuven? Adarav, it's saying that he was deserved to have Kuna and Malchus, and he lost it. Because he did an Avera. So where's the bracha here? And secondly, why does the Pasuk have to say, Pachas Kamayim Al-Taisar, that he did things too fast, and then that he did the Avera? It was enough just to say, Ki Olisa Mishka Be'avicha, that he did the Avera of taking out his father's bed from Bila. Why do they have to say, like, Pachas Kamayim Al-Taisar? The same thing in the next pasuk by Shimon Velevi also it says, Klei Chomis Mecherusayim, he had too much violence, their swords was with violence. Then Vesoidom Altovei Navshi, Bekolom Altechat Kvoidi, Ki Biar from Hogoish, because with their wrath they killed somebody over Tzoyna Mikrushor. And Rashi says that means Rotsul Akaris Yosef Shnikrushor. They wanted to uproot Yosef, that was called the Shor. Then the Pasuk says, Auror Apom Kios, curse should be their wrath, because it was powerful. The Yevrosom, and their fierceness, Kikoshoso, because it was cruel. And Achalkan B'Yakov Yafitzim B'Yisrael. See also, the Pasuk says first the thing they did wrong was they killed people, and then it says that he cursed their wrath and their fierceness. So the question again is, where is the bracha here? And again, what does the Pasuk have to say about their wrath and their fierceness? It just sort of said the thing they did wrong. And the pshat is that Yaakov wanted to explain to them, like, something caused them to do the Avera. It's not enough just that Reuven and Yosef and Levi and Shimon did something wrong. But there's a cause for it. They had bad midas. It was by Reuven the midas of Pachas Kamayim. It was that he did things too fast. That's what brought him about to do these Averas. And by Shimon Velevi, it was their wrath, it was their cast that they had. That's what brought about the Averas. So in other words, Yaakov was like giving them a bracha, telling them they have to be careful to know how to go through life. That since you have these midas, you have to watch yourself and do things accordingly. That a person has to know if he has this midah of behilas, of doing things too fast. He doesn't have enough sablonis. He doesn't think over things. You have to be aware of it. If you have too much anger in you, too much wrath, you have to know it, and you have to work with it. So Yaakov Avinu was telling the sons now what you have, and you should know because of these things, that's why Reuven lost the Bechorah, he lost the Kuna, and he lost his Malchus, and it was not given over to Shimon and Levi, because they also had the bad midas. But rather, by the next son, Yehuda, he was the one that was Zeicha with Malchus. And it says, Yehuda ato yaducha achecho yodcho baruch vevecho yishtachu lecho b'nei avicho. Now the Pasuk ends off that lo yosor shevet mi Yehuda, that it will never, the rod will never depart from Yehuda. O mechoykik mi bein raglov, ad ki yovoy shilov lo yikas amin, till it comes shilov, which means Yemais HaMashiach. In other words, the Malchus will always be by shevet Yehuda, up until it comes Melech HaMashiach. And Yehuda was zeicher with this to be the melech, because he had the achrayus over, always. He was always the head by the brothers. He was the first one to say, Ma betza, why should we kill Yosef? Let's save him. He was the one to bring Binyamin down. He was the one to take achrayus to bring Binyamin back to his father. By the degolim and the midbars brought down the degomachna Yehuda. He was from Kedma, he went first. By the Chanukas HaMizbeach, it was Nachshon ben Aminadav, he brought the korban first. It was from Shevet Yehuda. When they went to fight, by the Mechomets, brought down that Hashem said, Yehuda Yala Barosh, Yehuda went first. You know, like we spoke about in the last parashiyos, that Yehuda had this mid of Achrayis. He took care of other people, he didn't only care about himself. And about Achrayis, when you worry about other people, that's the mid to be a melech, that you have to take care of Klal Yisrael. Melo, the Malchus, was given over to Shevet Yehuda. And the Ramban speaks out over here that in Yivar, by the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, by the Nes of Chanukah, by the Chashmonoyim, they took over, they became the Melech then, but Akoponim, their Malchus did not last too long. The Malchus was destroyed, even though they were Mekadosh Hashem, they meant to Lashem Shemayim, but the Ramban says the reason why the Malchus of Beis Chashmonoy was destroyed was because they went against the Bruch of Yaakov. That Yaakov Avinu said, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, that there'll never be a Malchus, a Melech in Klal Yisrael, that is not from Shevet Yehuda. But since the Chashmonoim were not from Shevet Yehuda, that's why then Malchus did not list. Then it goes on to Zvulun and says that Zvulun L'choif Yamim Yishkoin, that Zvulun by the coast of the seas he shall dwell, Vu L'choif Onias V'yakosa Yatsidon. And he shall have, like, take care of the ships by the border. In other words, Zvulun did business. He was there by the ships, by the ports. Things came in, went out. He was the one to do business. So some say also this is another reason why when Yaakov Avinu took away the Malchus from Reuven, he did not give it to Zvulun, because Zvulun was due to Schayram. He is also not fit to be a Melech. And then it says that Yisachar is Chamor Gorim, Roivetz Benish Mispasoyim, Vayar Melucha Kitoy Vesoros Kinoema, Vayet Shichma Lisbo, Vayilama Soivet. And we know the Baruch of Yisachar Chamor Gorim means he can recover upon himself the Yol HaTorah. They were the Masmidim, they were the Poskim in Klal Yisrael, and the Pshat is that just like a Chamor works day and night, Huadin Yisachar, they were learning the Yol HaTorah, Yoyman Valayla. And that's Vayar Menucha, Kitoiv, Rashi says, Ro Lechokri Eretz Mavarechos, Vatoiv Loitzi Peris. They had a land that gave off bracha. In other words, they had easy panos in order that they could learn Torah. The other Mepharshim say, we know that Tanai, the Shutvis of Zvulun and Yisachar, that Zvulun went out to do the business and made the money, and gave the money to Yisachar that they could sit and learn Torah. But I call upon them, these two Shvotim also were not fit for the Malchus, because they had their own tafkidim, they had their own purposes, what they were supposed to do. And we know from here it's brought down laloch in Yerideya, that if somebody is too busy in business, he doesn't know how to learn, it's hard for him to learn. Another answer is he should be machzik, give money to people that are learning Torah, and the fact that he's machzik, loim de Torah, he gets char as if he's also learning Torah. That's this inyan, the shutfas of Yisachar and Zvulun. Then it says the Shevet of Don, that Don Yod in Amoy Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael, like Don should pronounce like judgment and Kla Yisrael. And Rashi says, what does it mean Don Yod in Amoy? Rashi says, Yinkoim Nikmas Amoy. He should take Nikoma, take revenge, me Plishtim. Kimaki Yod in Hashem Amoy. And it's going on Shimshon, that Shimshon was from Shevet Don, that he took revenge against the Plishtim. And it ends off that Lishuoscha Kivisi Hashem, that I'm hoping for Hashem's help, and that also goes on Shimshon, that after they knocked out his eyes, they made him blind, he asked Hashem one more time, give me strength, and that's when he was Eicha to wipe out the Plishtim. Then after Chamishi, the Apostle talks about Shevet God, that says, God, Gedud Yigudenu, V'hu Yogud Okev, that Shevet God should have troops, should have an army, they should be able to protect himself. And the Ramban explains that the reason why they had this bracha to protect themselves with a large army was because they got a big nachal, a big Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. They had a big, large sum of land. And therefore the Goyim, the Amor and the Moyev, had kin, was jealous of them, and they came to fight them because of that. And therefore they had strong people, strong troops, in order to protect themselves. Adam Farshim learned the reason why God got a bracha right now after Don, even though Naphtali was born after Don, so how come God got the bracha now? As some say, because it says the last pasuk, "Lishuoscha kvisi Hashem," and we know that Eliyahu Anovi comes out from Shevet God, and he'll come to be God of the Grail, Shal Yisrael. Therefore, after this pasuk of "Lishuoscha kvisi Hashem," he gives the bracha to Shevet God that Eliyahu Anovi will come out from Shevet God. And then Osher, it says, May Osher Shemein Alachmoy Hu Yite Madne Melech. That Osher had the bracha that he will have fat bread, and he should give food to the king, give presents to the king. In other words, Osher, like Rashi brings down, his land was a chelek toy that gave off fat food, good food. And some said the pshat is that even though he had this bracha to receive a lot, he didn't just keep it for himself and said, Koichiv Yetzim Yodi, but rather it was the makir Torah that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it says, V'hu yiter miadnei melech. He will give away a big present like to Hashem to realize that all the wealth that he have, that he got, came from Hashem. And then the same thing, the bracha to Naphtali was, Ayolo shelucho hanoisen imre shofar, is a hind, like send forth, and saying pleasant things, the same thing, his land gave off very good fruit, and it blossomed, it ripened very fast, like Bikas, Genoisa Rashi brings down, she kala lavasha perosiho, kayola zu, she kala lorots. Just like this ayola runs very fast, the same way in his lands, the fruits developed and grew very fast. And it ends off, hanois nimre shefer, also at mishofer, also like gave back zmiris, he like thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He got his bracha, he realized it came from Hashem, he was makir toiv, he thanked back Hashem. Then he goes on to Yosef and says that the bain poiros Yosef, a bain poiros ale oyin, bonois etzuado ale shur. That he was the son of fruitfulness and two times it says it, and that the daughters went on the wall, Pasha to see him. There's double Lashon. Some say means that when he was young, it's brought down, he was also beautiful when he was young, then he was thrown into the prison, in jail, put away, then when he came out again a second time, he was like beautiful again. That's his double Lashon of Ben Paris Yosef, Ben Paris Alei Oyin. The Chidushirim says the Pshat from Alei Oyin means that Yosef was Mekadosh his eyes, he was Mekadosh himself. And therefore the difference is brought down in Mishkan Shiloh that you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalam there, whoever could see as far away as he could see Mishkan Shiloh. It was totally in the Indian of seeing it. Mashenkin and the Beis Hamikdash is totally in the Chaymus of Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim you can't. So that's the Lashon of Ben Peres Alei Oyin, that the Kedusha of Yosef, that he was Zeichek Mekadosh his eyes, that as long as you can see the Mishkan Shiloh, you're allowed to eat the Kachim there. And then by Binyamin is brought down that the Binyamin Zev Yitroi, Faboki Yochal Ad, Fulorev Yechalek Sholom. The Binyamin got the Brocha, he was like a wolf that we get up early in the morning. That was his Chosev, the Gibor, the Gvura of the Zev. And Yechalek Sholom, Rashi says, it goes on Mordechai Viesta, Shem Binyamin, Yechalko es Shlal Homan. Then the Pasuk says, Chof Ches, that Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael, Shnei Moser, Vizoyis HaShadibla Maviyem Vayivorach Oysom Ish Asher Kibrichose Berach Oysom. That says there were Shvotim Uyudbeis, and that he gave them a bracha. And Rashi says, Fahalo Yesh Mehem Shloi Berachem, some of them did not get a bracha, Elo Kantron, he only like said what was wrong with them, like by Reuven and Shimon and Levi. So what does it mean, Berach Oysom? Rashi says, "Vayivorech oisam kulam b'mashma," that now the bracha was chal upon all of them. But Rashi ends off, "Yochosh leklolam kulam b'chol abrochos tamuloyma beirach oisam," that now Yaakov is saying all the brachas that I gave all of them should apply to every one of them. Like he made now one klal, one general rule that all the brachas went to all of them. And that's why it's good at the beginning when the brachas first started off, it says, Hey, Osvo, Vyagidu Lachem, and Ikotsu, Vishimu, everybody should come together. Even though he spoke to each one separately, he gave each one a separate bracha, told each one their koiches, how they're going to go through life, to Yemais HaMashiach, but it was said together. The pshat was that we have to realize there's one Klal Yisrael, there's Yud Bei Shvatim, we're all a chelek of a Klal Yisrael. Even though each one has his own koiches, his own power, his own tafkid, his own things he has to do in life, but you have to realize there's another one, there's another Jew, there's another chelik of Klal Yisrael, and we always have to have an asifa, hikobsum, that all Klal Yisrael should always be together. That's why now at the end of the bracha, he was kailam all of them together. Now we know Sefer Bereishis starts off with the Beis, Bereishis, which is Lashon of a bracha, and the aside is that a bracha is from a lashon of ribui, of a lot. That is from a small, it should grow to become great and big. That's the Sefer Bereishis, which is called the Sefer Yitzira, the creation, because Baruch Hu created this world, and there's a power, a koyach in every Jew to grow, to become bigger, to have a ribui. And that's the meaning of a bracha, and that's why it's good now. The end of Sefer Bereishis ends with the brachas that Yaakov gave the bonim, the shvatim. Like we just said now, Berech Oysom, he was cuddled all the brachas together, but that's the end of the Sefer HaYitzira. The Yitzira, the creation is the Pshat, there's the Yisoid, there's a foundation, and from this we have to build on it, and grow and become greater and greater. And that's what a bracha means, a lashon of ribui, of adding, of becoming greater and greater. Then right after the brachas, says that Yaakov said, Vayitzav Oysom, Vayomer Aleim, Ani Nesof Alami, Kibru Oysi, Alav Oysoi, El Hamora Asher B'zei Ephron Achiti. That Yaakov told them to bury him in the Moros HaMachpelah, and that's what happened, that they buried him in the Moros HaMachpelah. And then the Pasuk Lamagimel says that Vayechal Yaakov Litzavos Hezbonov, Yaakov finished telling his sons, Vayeh Soif Raglov El Hamito, he gathered his feet together, Vayigva Vayeh Yosef El Amov. And Vayigva Zloshen, and he expired, and he was gathered to his people. So Rashi says that Vayigva Yosef Umisol Nemrovoy, but the Pasuk does not say that Yaakov died. The Medrash says V'yomer Rebbe that Yaakov Avinu lo meis, Yaakov did not die. And this is really brought down in the Gemara in Tainis and Afei, that the Gemara there darshins and says the Yaakov lo meis, and they ask the kasha there, the chidichti chonto chantiyom. I, the postik, says that after he died, what they did to his body, they put all different type of spices around his body to preserve his body. So then for the Yaros Devashi asked the kasha, like, why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha from the actual kfura? It says that they buried him here. They buried him in the Moros HaMachpelah. Why did they only ask the kasha about the Chanita? And Stam, the kasha is that it's Mashma Yaakov was Mace, did die. How could Chazal say, Loi Mace, he didn't die? And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains, one shot he says is, Loi Mace means Loi Toyim Tamisa. He did not have a taste of death. Another pshat he says is, Loi Meis means the pshat is that a tzaddik, and a tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu, a great tzaddik, even though his guf goes, but his nefesh doesn't leave. A tzaddik's nefesh goes up to Shemayim, and then it has the power to come down again. That's only by great tzaddikim. By regular tzaddik, though, his nefesh, his neshama, goes up to Shemayim and it stays there. Mashenkin, the neshama of Yaakov, was so great, it had the power to come down again on this world again. That's the pshat, his hashpo of Yaakov was Lemeis, was still here. And the Gemara brings down who Huadin, the same mice was by Rabbeinu HaKodesh. It's brought down that every Friday night he used to come down to his house to make Kiddush for his wife. Even after he was Niftur, he was Mace, but every Friday night his Neshama would come down to his house to make Kiddush for his wife. You see this Indian also, that the Neshama of a Tzaddik has the power to come down again on this world, his hashpo is still here. That's the way he's mazbed this Indian that Yaakov lemeis, and really that was the pshat from the Chanota. The Chanota is the pshat is that the neshama comes down, calls him on, the guf is still here, the body is still here. So they wanted to preserve his body. The longer the body is preserved, the more the guf, the neshama, could come down again. And then in Perek Nun it says that Vayipo Yosef al pnei aviv vayev cholo vayishak loy, that Yosef fell on his father after he died. And he cried, and Vayishak lo, he kissed him. It says he kissed the mace. So Farshim speak out, even though usually it's an Indian not to kiss a mace, after somebody died, you're not supposed to kiss him. However, here, Yosef kissed his father Yaakov, because of his Gemara we just said, that really Yaakov lo mace. His hashpo, his neshama was still here. So only by Yaakov was Yosef able to Vayishak lo, to kiss him. And that's why the Pasuk speaks it out and says it, to teach us that really Loi Meis, his neshama, his hashpoah was still here. Then the pasuk says the way they went to bury Yaakov, and everybody went up. Vayal Yosef lifur esoviv, vayal oitoy kol avdei paro zikne beis uchol zikne aratz Mitzrayim, that they gave tremendous respect, covered to Yaakov, because the bracha came to Mitzrayim because of Yaakov. Mefrat, the pasuk said before that Hashem said he's going to bring Yaakov Avinu up, he'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mekayim v'Shvua, that's what the Pasuk talks about it. And then in Tezvav it says that Vayiru Acha Yosef Kineis Aviyem, then the brothers saw that the father died, Vayomru, now they said, Lu Yishtemenu Yosef, maybe Yosef is going to come to hate us. For Hoshev Yoshev Lonu Es Kol Aru Asher Gomanu Asoi, now he's going to bring all the bad against us for what we caused him. So that's why the brothers told Yosef that our father said, Ono sono pesha achecha v'chatosim kiroga malucha v'yato sono pesha avdi elakei avicha v'yevch Yosef b'davar melov. And the brothers like try to tell Yosef, our father said not to give us any harm. It says that Yosef cried, and Yosef answered back, V'yemra leyem Yosef al tiro, don't be afraid, ki asacha selakim oni, because am I instead of Hashem? That v'yatem chashavtem olai ro, you wanted to do bad to me, but the lekim chashav l'toiv, Hashem changed it over to be good. L'man asayis kiyoyim azel ahachi yisam rov, that I should be able to keep you alive. And the Sforum explained that there's a difference between the lashon of sinna, to hate, and the lashon of yistemeni. That sin is leisisna achicha b'vavecha, that means a hidden sinna. You hate somebody in your heart. Openly, you don't show it, just hiddenly. Yistemeni is a lashon of openly. So the brothers were saying now they were afraid that maybe Yosef really hated them inside in the leiv, and they were afraid of that. So they said, Lu yistemeni Yosef, like halavai Yosef should show his hatred outright. So we shouldn't be a phony, like we shouldn't be afraid of him. Let's see if he really hates us or not. And what Yosef answered back to his brothers was, Yishino Tasachas lakimoni, like, do I do anything without Hashem? I realize I have bitochen, everything that's done in this world is done because Hashem wants it to be done. Like, you thought by selling me, you wanted to ruin it to make it bad for me, but really Hashem made it to come out to be the toiv. In other words, Yosef telling his brothers, I have no reason to hate you. I don't do anything by myself. Everything is min Hashemayim, and whatever was done, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be done, and I see clearly what was done was for my good, and therefore I have nothing against you, and don't be afraid that Altira, don't be afraid. And really the Chayva Savova speaks out that if a person gets hit, if somebody else comes and hits you, really, lechatchilu, what you're supposed to do is thank that person. Like, you have to realize if you were hit, somebody came and hit you, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be hit. And he is the shliach, he's the messenger of Hashem to hit you. Of course, he has no right to hit you, he shouldn't do it. But now that he did it though, really, you have to realize everything is min Hashemayim, whatever happens to you, and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's doing it. Here also, Yosef was telling his brothers, don't feel bitter, I don't hate you. I realize everything is min Hashemayim, I'm a kabbalist, and I see clearly it was only for the good. And then by the end it says that Vayoyim Yosef Elechov, Anoichi Meis, I'm going to die, V'lekim Pokad Yifkid Eschem, V'hale Eschem in Oretz, Hashem will take us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and please take me with you. And then the last pasuk says, Vayomas Yosef B'nei Yovies Hashonim, that Yosef died at 110. V'yechantu Oisai, they also unbound him, V'yisem B'yorim B'mitzrayim, and they put him in a coffin in Mitzrayim. And the pre-tzaddik says the pshat from the seam of Sefer Breishis, this is the end of the Sefer Yitzirah, of the creation, and the end of the creation was when Klal Yisrael was born already, and Klal Yisrael is the Shiftei Kor, the Yud Beis Shvatim, and now Yosef, he was the most choshever one of the Shiftei Kor, when he was Meis, that was the Gemara of the Shvatim. In other words, true he was a tzaddik, Yisayid Olam, but a person is not for sure that he's a tzaddik until he dies. At the end, when he dies with Eretz at Tzaddik. Then we see the Tzaddik from the beginning until the end. That was Yosef. He was at Tzaddik, Yisayid Olam. He watched the bris of Znus. And that's the pshat. He died and they buried him in Mitzrayim, even though Mitzrayim was full of Tumas, Znus, and a lot of adultery done there. That was the Azirma Susam of our Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim was Shtufa Zima. And Yosef went through Mitzrayim with a gather. He watched himself from Arois. He was a Kodosh. The Yisrael Olam, and that's this in why he was buried in Mitzrayim for the Mitzvah, at least to show us that even in Mitzrayim he kept his bris HaKadosh. And that's the end of the Sefer Breishis, the end of Yitzirah, the end of the Shiftei Kor. Alright, we'll stop here.